This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Nicholas Dominguez. Date of birth is August the 31st, 1961. Case ID number is 4380430. Date of examination, January the 5th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Doctor's Hospital at the Renaissance, dated 6/7/2022, and a Social Security questionnaire dated 9/19/2022, and also an orthopedic office medical record dated 6/28/22. Identifying information. This is a 61-year-old married male with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of rotator cuff tear of both shoulders, comma, herniated disc of the cervical spine in areas of the C5, C6, and C7 area, comma, deafness of both ears, comma, and right elbow and hand nerve damage. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in August 19, 2021, where he worked as a maintenance supervisor for 12 years and as a carpenter for 40 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house with his wife, and his wife is working at this time. Allegations, number one, rotator cuff tear of both shoulders. Number two, herniated disc of the cervical spine at the levels of C5, C6, and C7. Number three, hypoacusis of both ears. And number four, right elbow / hand nerve damage. History of allegations. Number one, rotator cuff tear of both shoulders and right elbow and hand damage. The claimant states that in 2018, he injured himself and sustained bilateral rotator cuff tears of both shoulders. He also injured his right arm and hand and sustained nerve damage to the ulnar nerve in his elbow and in his hand area, which was where he never recovered from the injury. The claimant has had two surgeries. One was performed on August the 20th, 2021, for a left rotator cuff tear. He re-injured himself during physical therapy, and another surgery had to be performed on February the 11th, 2022. He received 3 to 4 steroid injections, which helped for a couple of weeks. He denies any fractures. His symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. His limitations include being able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, climb 2 flights of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and has difficulty writing, comma, drinking from a coffee cup, comma, using a skillet, comma, sweeping a room, and lifting only 1 pound above his head. The claimant does have a brace that he uses, which helps him to do most of his activities. He is unable to button his clothes at this time. The claimant presented with a brace of both wrists and of his left elbow. He is presently on multiple medications for pain, which include gabapentin, 600 milligrams QD, acetaminophen / codeine, 300 milligrams / 30 milligrams PRN is needed, and diclofenac, 75 milligrams POQD. which he says does give him relief. The claimant did have surgery, which consisted of surgery of the right elbow to decompress the ulnar nerve and the lysis of adhesions, which did help a little bit with the function of his right arm. The claimant also has a history of carpal tunnel syndrome of both wrists and a history of a right dislocated shoulder when he fell originally, injuring his nerve of the elbow and wrist area. His diagnoses are bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome of the wrist, left shoulder rotator cuff tear repair times two, left hand surgery and right elbow surgery for decompression of the ulnar nerve, history of dislocated right shoulder, and decompression and lysis of adhesions on July the 28th, 2015. The only other physical activity that the claimant does is gardening and water his plants. His physician is Dr. Sanders and Dr. Virial.